Underneath the light of the moon, she sings a song no one has ever heard. And all the folks gather in droves for a chance to be the first. Hypnotizing all the eyes and ears of young and old. Nobody knows where she goes, but when she leads, they follow. Underneath the light of the moon, no man without a home will spare the cold. With the quilt covered in daily news and tattered wares from head to toe, he politely asks a passerby to spare a dime so he might buy a bite to eat. The stranger been so kind, the man might not have died alone in the street. Who decides the right to live or die? How can one be certain which is better or worse? What is the value of a human life? Is it ascribed or is it earned? Novelties of evil scripture burns. Damn it all. God forsaken, all but ones who serve, and every soul for sale. Underneath the light of the moon, a child locked away cries out in pain. Shrouded in darkness he remains, ever starving for the light of day. He's been missing for so long, his mom and dad mourn their only son. An empty casket in the dirt as this captor leads the sermon. Underneath the light of the moon, she spends her night copying and pasting, editing her life, picture perfect, frame by frame. Now performing daily on a digital stage, they love her, they hate her, they imitate her. The camera's always rolling, so there's really no danger. A small price to pay for fame, nothing major. A million viewers watched the night they broke in and raped her. Who decides the right to live or die? How can one be certain which is better or worse? What is the value of a human life? Is it ascribed or is it earned? Novelties of evil scriptured words. Damn it all to hell. God forsaken, all but ones who serve, and every soul for sale. The monster does not live underneath your bed. He's everyone that you know. The creatures you fear most, no vampire or ghost. These evil seeds are humanly sown. Is life worth dying for, when good and evil run an even score? Even the air we breathe, toxified by humanity.
All throughout history, humans have told stories, written books, made films about good and evil and the battle between, urging you to choose a side. In all these stories, the bad guys are depicted as monsters and demons with horns and fangs. And the good guys, they look like you. They're human in white robes and capes, here to save the day under God's grace. All the while, this teaches you from a young age to judge, fear, and hate all those that are different from you, disguising the real wickedness that humans do. So while you're tucked in at night, fearing the boogeyman under your bed, the real monsters are hiding in plain sight. Your doctors, lawyers, pastors, priests, committing the most atrocious crimes every day against their own kind. Fear not the monsters of fairy tales. Humanity is the most evil of all.
Underneath the light of the moon, a lone man questions his existence while enduring a daily damnation, victimized by society's purging shame. Unwillingness to understand and deeming a threat all those who can. They light the fire that burns the man, all in the name of Christianity. Underneath the light of the moon, young lovers comfort one another in refuge from angst. Unyielding love born of similar struggle, uniting amidst life estranged. But finding hope within hopelessness is a gun fully loaded with a motive list. By taking her life, followed right by his, our love story comes to a gory end. Who decides the right to live or die? How can one be certain which is better or worse? What is the value of a human life? Is it ascribed or is it earned? Novelties of evil scriptured words. Damn it all to hell. God forsaken all but ones who serve.